This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa la yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, among the favors Allah Ta'ala has granted us, one of the most amazing and great favors is that of the tongue and the communication with other people. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. We created humankind and we taught him bayan. We taught him speech. We taught him how to speak to another person. The tongue and the speech is one of the greatest favors of Allah. It is the greatest ni'mat, but yet amazingly, it is also one of the greatest tests. There are so many good deeds that are dependent upon the tongue. We cannot become Muslims until we profess the kalima with our tongue. Amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, advising people, making zikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these is to do with the tongue. But yet at the same time, many of the common and many of the great gunas and sins that we commit, it's also because of the tongue. So the tongue is a double-edged sword. It can bring about great goodness and it can create great amount of fitna. And this is the reality. Zaban Allah Ta'ala ki bohot bari ni'mat. Lekin uske saath saath ek bara imtihan aur ibtila hai. Islam mein زبان سے پہنچنے والے نقصان سے بچنے کی تلقین اللہ تعالیٰ نے کیا ہے اور اس میں سے سب سے زیادہ نقصان دہ سب سے جو سر فہرست ہے وہ غیبت ہے. Now out of all the gunas and sins of the tongue, one of the most serious and one of the most harmful in terms of the consequences is غیبت, backbiting, gossiping. And today, despite the fact that everyone says it's bad, everyone says they don't partake in it, everyone says they are distanced from it, but everyone enjoys it and everyone is partaking it. To this extent, even people who are pious are not saved from this particular guna and sin. ہر ایک کہتا ہے کہ جو ہے نا یہ غیبت نہیں کرنی چاہیے, بری بات ہے, لیکن جو ہے نا سب اس میں ملوث ہے. یہاں تک کہ عام انسان, تو عام انسان جو نیکوکار ہے وہ بھی اس میں ملوث ہے. The first thing that we start off when we speak about غیبت and backbiting is what is the definition. And you will be surprised when we speak about the definition, then you will find that, Ya Allah, what we are thinking that is not غیبت, this is also part of غیبت. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "Atadruna mal ghiba?" Sahabs asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Asked sahaba, do you know what is ghibat? Aapko pata hai ghibat kya cheez hai?" So they said, "Allah and His Rasul knows best." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dhikruka akhak bima yakra." To speak something about your brother, if he comes to know about it, he will dislike it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne sahaba se pucha, "Kya aapko pata hai ghibat kya hai?" تو انہوں نے کہا اللہ اور رسول بہتر جانتے ہیں. تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ایسے بات کرنی اپنے بھائی کے بارے میں اگر اس کو پتہ چل جائے تو اس کو برا لگے. سو دین امیڈیٹلی دا کوشچن کمز, یو نو یا رسول اللہ, اف واٹ وی آر سیئنگ از ٹرو, ہم جو کہہ رہے ہیں وہ سچ ہے, واٹ ایور وی آر سیئنگ از ٹرو, وی نو دیٹ دا پرسن از ڈوئنگ دس اینڈ وی اسپیکنگ بیڈ اباؤٹ ہم, is that ghibat? Like how many times you and I we say, but I spoke, I told him, I know it's the truth. So Nabi Karim SAW said, if it is the truth, it is backbiting. Agar sach hai to ghibat hai. If it is not the truth, then it is buhtan. Faqad bahatta, then you have slandered him, which is worse than backbiting. To speak the truth about the wrongdoings of someone, to speak the truth about the bad of someone, is ghibat and backbiting. Jobio. And this is not only confined to speech. It includes even making ishara, even indicating. One of the wives of Nabi Karim SAW, while indicating to another wife, made mention that she is short. She is short. So Nabi Karim SAW said, you have done such a deed. If it was mixed in the ocean, it will spoil the ocean. It will spoil the ocean. So even indicating to someone, that is also ghibat. And ghibat will include speaking about the errors of a person, the guna of a person, the sin of a person, the bad habits of a person, his appearance, and he doesn't like, you must refer to that appearance. So we say, he's gone very fat all of a sudden. How we say? He's gone all of a sudden very fat. Or he's gone very wealthy and he's become very proud and arrogant. And saying you something about his appearance or about his family. This particular family comes from a village which is not very high. And he doesn't like that. Or you call a person by his situation that he doesn't like. Like how, for example, the K word. If a person doesn't like it, the person whom you are referring to, it's ghibat because he doesn't like it. Now, can you imagine the widespread definition which you and I, perhaps, in our general conversation, nearly every aspect is today ghibat. So just imagine how ghibat has become so common in our situation. And this is the aspect and the definition of ghibat. And then in today's time, ghibat becomes even more serious because of social media. So if you put something, once personally you had to talk to someone and tell him something, therefore it became only between people whom you spoke to. Now you put something in social media, the reach is more, the guna is more. That is why you will see Facebook, for example, Facebook has forbidden and limited the times, a number of times you can forward messages. Why? Because of the harms it causes. In our WhatsApp groups, previously you could take a message and you could sell it to 100 people. Then they brought it down to 20 people. Now you can only send it to 5 people. Why? Because the harms of social media are so much. Now all of a sudden this becomes a situation. Even to listen is a guna and is al-mustami'u ahad al-mukhtabin aw kama qal. To listen to ghibat is also part of ghibat. It was one of our great scholars, Maymun ibn Siyah. Anyone spoke ghibat in his presence, he says stop. Ulama have written, if someone speaks ghibat in your presence, it's your duty to stop him. If you can't stop him, walk away from the gathering. This is the ruling. And ulama Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi says, one day I said something which I felt was very insignificant to a person. Because of that, Allah put debt upon me. I became maqruz. Maine kisi ko muflis kaha, jiske wajah se main karzdar ban gaya. Just by me saying muflis, that you are a bankrupt person. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala made me bankrupt. Allah Ta'ala made me that I had tremendous amount of debts. This is the harm. Therefore, in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِئْتُمُ. You are eating the flesh of your dead brother. First of all, to eat the flesh of something dead, immediately it is something repugnant. This is, you are eating the flesh of your dead brother. This is ghibat. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ. Kya aapko pasand hai ki apne bhai ke murdar gosht ab khaye, uske mutaradif Allah Ta'ala ne ghibat ko muqarar diya hai. And let me tell you something very important. The root cause, Sahal bin Abdullah, one of our great scholars, said, if you want to stop yourself from ghibat, stop yourself from suspicion. One of the greatest ways of stopping yourself from ghibat is stopping yourself from ghibat. Now how we say, hey, dharma kanwa hai, you know, wherever they smoke, there is fire. So we bring suspicion. Allah Ta'ala says, inna ba'da zanni if, suspicion is guna and sin. So today you make suspicion, there must be something and something. 2 plus 2 is 11. No more 2 plus 2 is 5. 2 plus 2 is 11. So this is the root cause. Now why does Allah Ta'ala take such a strong stance against ghibat? Usko jo hai na itne wa'ide kyu hai? Quran aur hadith mein ghibat ke baare mein itne wa'ide kyu hai? Let us look at some of those particular aspects. One of it, ulama have said, the transferal of your good deeds. When you make ghibat of someone, and I've given you the definition, you speak bad about someone, whatever good deeds of yours, it will go to the person whom you are making ghibat of. His evil deeds will come upon you according to the hadith. So can you imagine the person whom you detest and you are making ghibat about, he is taking your good deeds. Aap uske ghibat kar raha hai aur wo aapke neki ko jo hai na wo le ja raha hai. Wo chori kar raha hai. Aapke ghibat ki wajah se. This is one of the harms. Secondly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day passed the qabr. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the people of this qabr, this person is getting adab in the qabr. وَمَا يُعَذِّبَانِ مِنْ كَبِيرٍ. And he's not getting adab for something that is a very great sin, something that he could have avoided. One is, he was not careful about his urine. Istinja mein wo ihtiyat nahi karte the. Isliye usko qabr ke azab. And the second thing, there are two riwayats. Ibn Majah riwayat, because of ghibat. He is getting punishment in the qabr because of backbiting others. In one hadith makes mention of namima. And basically it's very similar. Namima means carrying tales from one person to the other to make them fight. And there are expert people like that in our community. Expert people go to another person. Do you know what that person said? Then he comes back and tell you, do you know what he said? And this is Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ye qabr ke azab ke jo hai na wo amal hai. Where you take the tales of one another, carrying tales. This is also part of ghibat. Second reason, the means of the punishment of the qabr. Third reason, sab ke paas khamiya hai. Everyone has got faults. Who is there that doesn't have faults? Other than the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba were mahfuz, they were protected. Anyway, sab ke paas khamiya hai. Everyone has got faults. Now how is it that you who have got faults take pleasure in speaking about the faults of others? Aapki khami hai, lekin aap dusre ki khamiyon ke bare mein jo hai na aap bayan kar rahe hain, apne khami ko nahi dekhte ho. So when you have faults, how do you find it within you to speak about the faults of others? This is also one of the reasons why Islam has prohibited backbiting. And then, if everyone has faults, how do you deal with the faults of others? Dusre ki khami aur gunah aap kis tarah se dekhte ho? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne hame bataya, al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. A believer is a mirror for another believer. Now what does a mirror do? When you put yourself in front of the mirror doesn't go and tell the entire world, okay, this person has got this particular fault, there's a mark here on his chest, there's a mark here on his chest, there's something here, there's a black mark on his, there's a birthmark here. The mirror doesn't go and tell anyone. The mirror shows you your faults, it shows you your bruise, it shows you your cut, but it doesn't make mention of it in front of anyone. In a similar manner, if you see the faults of someone, aap kisi ki gunah agar dekhe, agar kisi ki khami dekhe, to matlab ye hai ki aap jaakar jo hai na uske nishandahi kare unke samne. Ye nahi ki aap ghibat kare, ye nahi ki aap sabke samne jaakar baat kare. Jisko karna ho, jisko kehna ho, aap unse nahi kehte. Aur pure duniya ko jaakar aap kehte ho. How is that possible? How does it make sense? That the person who's got the fault, you don't go and speak to him, you don't address it with him, and you go and tell the whole world. How someone has so beautifully said, if you see a fault in me, tell me. Don't go and tell the world. The world has got nothing to do with the fault. They don't have to correct it. I got to correct it. So guide rather than vilify. Guide rather than vilify. So that's the third reason. The fourth reason is, Since when did Allah make you the guardian of other people's amal? Kab se Allah Taala ne aapko nigahban banaya dusre ki gunahon ke bare mein? Dusre ki gunahon ke bare mein Allah Taala aapse kuch nahi puchega qiyamah ke din. Allah won't ask you on the day of qiyamah why so and so made guna. Allah won't ask you. Allah Taala ne aapko nigahban to nahi banaya. Ye jo hai na mauzu kafi martaba Quran mein zikr farmaya wa ma anta alaihim bi jabbar. Allah has not made you a person who looks after the faults of others. Why are you worried about the faults of others? Worry about your own faults. Someone has very beautifully said today, log Allah se darte hai dusron ke gunah ki wajah se, apne gunah ki wajah se nahi. Today people are afraid of Allah with regard to the sins of others, not their own faults. Ya Allah, you are afraid of Allah about other people's gunas and not about your own gunas. And Allah didn't make you, you know, the guardian over other people's faults. Allah is not going to ask you why this person committed faults. So if you have to see as someone, then you have to guide rather than vilify. You see someone's faults, you go and speak to him. You don't go and, you know, besmirch his character and reputation. Then another reason why Islam has taken such a strong stance against ghibat is Allah does not like the publicizing and speaking about evil. Allah doesn't like. Allah Taala ko nahi pasand ki aap jo hai na gunah ke bare mein jaakar sab ke samne bayan kare. La yuhibbu Allahu al-jahra bis-su'i min al-qawl illa man zulim. Allah does not like the publicizing of evil except the person who is wrong, and I will come to that. In another place in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةِ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever likes to publicize immorality, whoever likes to publicize immorality, for him is a severe chastisement and punishment in this world and the hereafter. Abdullah, we like it. Do you know Rasulullah, he did such and such a thing. He maybe walked around like this, an affair and counter affair. Allah doesn't like it. If you tell someone that he has done something like that, you have to produce 4 witnesses. Otherwise, you will be punished in Islam. Allah doesn't like it. Because the more we speak about evil, the more evil becomes rife. My dear respected elders and brothers, there are certain exceptions when you can speak about the evil of another person, but these are exceptions. چند ایسے چیزیں ہیں جس میں کچھ نہ کچھ گنجائش ہے, لیکن یہ گنجائش ہے, اصل مسئلہ نہیں ہے. اصل مسئلہ یہ ہے کہ غیبت حرام ہے. اب جو ہے نا وہ چند چیزیں ایسے ہیں, آپ کے سامنے کوئی آئے اور نے کہا کہ ایک لڑکا ہے جو میرے لڑکی سے انہوں نے پیغام بھیجا ہے, تو اگر اس کے بارے میں آپ کو کچھ پتا ہو تو مجھے بتا دیجیے. If you know about a person, someone comes to you and said, this boy has proposed to my daughter, do you know anything about the boy? Now, in that particular situation, al-mustasharu mu'taminun, you can make mention with regard to it, but only to that person, not to anyone, because he has come to ask you. And someone has wronged you, someone is oppressing you, so you can go, not to everyone, ye bhi jaiz nahi hai, go to the person who can do something about the oppression. Go to the authorities, go to someone who has got influence. So there are these exceptions, but I won't make mention because the real thing, it is haram. And the most important thing, my dear respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala, when we start besmirching and speaking about the honor of other people, and we degrade and we bring down the honor and dignity of people, this is very, very serious. Backbiting tarnishes people's reputation and kills their dignity. It implants the seeds of hate and grudge amongst people. Ghibat karne se logon ke jo izzat Allah ne di hai, اس میں وہ پامال ہو جاتے ہیں اور سماج میں عداوت بڑھ جاتا ہے. And because of that, in the community there is grudges and hatred. There will never ever be peace. There will never ever be muhabbat. There will never be love. There will never be an atmosphere, an environment of good in a community where backbiting becomes common. This is the reality with regard to it. And if anyone's his reputation is at risk, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, whenever you see a person's reputation being besmirched, if you protect it, Allah will protect your reputation on the day of Qiyamah. So these are just some of the harms that we make mention of with regard to ghibat. Let us all make a firm commitment, inshallah, ghibat nahi karenge, inshallah. We will try and stay away from it because it has tremendous repercussions for us in this world and in the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.